I'm Xochitl Mora with the City of McAllen. Welcome to your McAllen Minutes. If you missed the McAllen City Commission meeting of April 8th, don't worry. Here's a brief recap of what was discussed. McAllen Mayor Pro Tem Omar Quintanilla called the McAllen City Commission meeting to order, and after the Pledge of Allegiance, District 1 Commissioner Tony Aguirre Jr. gave the invocation. Under the consent agenda, commissioners authorized the submission of a grant application to the Department of Homeland Security under the Fiscal Year 2023 Fire Prevention and Safety Grant Program, seeking funding to purchase fire prevention equipment and other public education materials. The grant request is estimated at $19,000, with a local match of $1,000 required. Commissioners authorize the submission of a grant application to the Department of Homeland Security under the Fiscal Year 2023 Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response Grant Program, which assists local fire departments with staffing and deployment capabilities in order to respond to emergencies. The grant application would support the salaries of 12 firefighters for the duration of the three-year grant cycle. The grant request is for $837,098 per year for 3 years with no local match required. Commissioners approved the following co-op purchases. A purchase contract through Byboard to Doggett Freightliner of South Texas LLC of Austin for one current model year fall-off refuse truck in the amount of $226,401. A purchase contract through SAT Cooperative Pricing to Randall Reed's Planet Ford 365 of Garland for one current model aerial bucket truck in the amount of $172,406.48. An award of contract through Byboard to Vermeer, Texas, Louisiana for a wood chipper in the amount of $90,000. An award of contract through TIPS Purchasing to Silsby Ford in the amount of $83,430.50. Commissioners approved tax refunds over $500 to various McAllen taxpayers. Under bids and contracts, commissioners approved an authorization to negotiate scope of services and fee schedule with Milnet Architectural Services of McAllen for the McAllen City Hall expansion project. Commissioners authorized an award of contract in the amount of $1,109,301 to CNA Builders of San Benito for the North Main Street at J Avenue Drainage Improvement Project to address localized flooding issues. The project has a contract time not to exceed 300 calendar days. Commissioners authorized an award of contract in the amount of $49,594.60 to 365 Builders LLC of Mission for repairing the adobe walls at Quinta Mazatlan, which were destroyed in the recent storms. The project has a contract time not to exceed 19 calendar days. Commissioners approved an award of contract to Gateway for the purchase and installation of furniture for the Finance and Budget Department's renovations for a total amount not to exceed $128,837.49. Under resolutions, commissioners approved a resolution to submit a passenger facility charge application to the Federal Aviation Administration for various McAllen International Airport improvement projects. Under the manager's report, Finance Director Sergio Villasana gave the quarterly investment report for the quarter ending December 31, 2023. The ending market value was $518,821,028, reflecting an increase in market value of $19,340,889 from the previous quarterly report. We hope you enjoyed this recap of your McAllen City Commission meeting. Meetings are set for the second and fourth Monday of each month. We also air the entire meeting on the McAllen Cable Network Spectrum 1300 on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. For the City of McAllen, I'm Xochitl Mora.